And if they can't hear all of that, what makes you think they will hear you? You see, and so what makes us think that they will be more likely to hear you is that you're standing there, like Esther, in the flesh. You're standing there giving analogies that they can hear with their ears. They're not in a position where they have to interpret the vibration personally, a vibration that they can't interpret because they're nowhere near it. They have the advantage of you interpreting who they are, reflecting back to them who they are, confidently knowing that they can achieve it, and knowing it so clearly that you're calling them there. You see, but we think this story that you are telling them will help them. That just tell them up front, I'm not going to wallow with you, and I'm not going to sympathize with you, and I'm going to try only to empathize with where you're going and never with where you've been, because I think your life experience has been magnificent, and I think wonderful things have been born within you because of it, and I think that you will look back in 5 years or maybe even sooner at this stuff that feels so wretched to you now, and you will feel only appreciation for it. Now you'll start to lose them a little bit because they still want you to complain with them about the husband that left them and so on. But as you tell them frequently how you see them, because you have seen them there, you got to remember that the larger part of them is already over there. And as you get a glimpse of that larger part and it becomes part of your vibrational escrow, you will have power of influence. Now, here's how it works. So here you are focusing upon a client and seeing the client where you know the client does not want to be. And in that process, putting this successful improvement in your vibrational escrow. So now this person, like everyone that you care about, has become part of your vibrational escrow. So now you're seeing them as improving, as thriving, as succeeding. And when you look there, you come into alignment with your vibrational escrow. But if they complain loudly enough that it causes you to look back at where they are, now they have induced you away from your vibrational escrow, and that feels awful to you. It may even make you feel resentment toward them, sort of like they're not trying. They're not even trying. They're not trying to hear, you see. So the key for anyone, whether it is creation of an empire or creation of a physical condition for yourself or the creation of an improved client, it's always the same for you. You cannot allow the clamoring of what is to distract you from the vision that is in your vibrational escrow. So you could put it to them in that very selfish way. You could say, by the way, I get very committed to my clients because your success is very important to me. It's why I do this work. And so I spend time as we mine the wonderful details of your experience. I have this picture of your improved situation that's very real to me and very important to me. And when you ask me to go back and complain with you, you drag me from the picture that I have formed, and you limit my ability to help you. And worst of all, say to them selfishly, you make me feel bad when it happens, and I'm not willing to go there for anyone. And then in your own mind, don't tell them that because most of them aren't ready. In your own mind, think, and your inner being isn't willing. Your own inner being isn't willing to go over there and suffer with you. Why would I go over there and suffer with you? I want to be over here with my inner being and with your inner being, calling you toward the improvement that you deserve so much, you see. You really hear that, don't you? So just level with them. Tell them how meaningful they are to you, and tell them that you have an image of them. You can use as many words that you are hearing here as you think they are ready to hear. You don't have to use the weird-sounding terminology of Abraham. You can speak in real terms.
Can't do that.
You can speak in real terms of, I care about you, and I see things are getting better for you, and when I look at who you really are, I feel so good, I can really feel we're onto something, and when I look back at where you currently are, I feel discord in that, and I can feel that all of my ability to influence you or help you sort of wanes, and so I'm working very clearly. I think about you when you're not here, and I've come into vibrational alignment. Whoops, too weird. I have found a very satisfying place for myself of seeing your success. And I have to tell you, that's my story about you, and I'm sticking to it. This is my story about you, and I'm sticking to it. And so, and you can tell whatever story about you what you want to tell, but if you tell a story that isn't the story that I'm telling,